This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 15th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. It says there, "Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you." End of quote. Today's Bible insight comes in a context of the need for humility toward one another. Verses 5 to 6. However, humility toward one another would not come naturally. The previous verses say it will be possible only if we humble ourselves to be under the mighty hand of God. In other words, vertical humility to God is a prerequisite for a successful and sustaining horizontal humility toward one another. If an ongoing humility toward God characterizes your nature, and then you position yourself under the mighty hand of God, then the horizontal, constant humility becomes easily attainable. Now, why we should be humble to God and place ourselves under the mighty hand of God? Because of the knowledge that God opposes the proud and gives His favor to the humble, verse 5c. You see, this knowledge about God is essential. Understanding God's nature helps us to humble ourselves under the hand of God. The context here also says the result of humbling ourselves under God. What is the result? It says God will lift us up in due time. In the end, those who humble under the mighty hand of God reaps the good and excellent reward from Him, don't they? First, we know God's character because He is opposed to the proud and gives His favor to the humble. This is the beginning point. Second, we know when we humble under the hand of God, then it becomes easy to show humility to others. Third, the result of humility to God is He will lift us up in due time. Fourth, when we place ourselves under the mighty hand of God and have the nature of humility toward one another, there is a chance for anxieties developing in us. You see, young and adult believers would face this because being a child of God, we do not use man's weapons or words, do we? Those times, cast all your anxieties on Him, on God, because He surely cares for you. Do you see the connections here now? Our words for today say, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Beloved, God has thousands of ways and connections to solve your anxieties and issues when you do not have even one in front of you. Therefore, the insight is this: cast all your anxiety on God, why He cares for you. And He is better equipped and knowledgeable to solve your issues. Because we decided to place ourselves under the mighty hand of God, thereby showing humility to God, then do not try to resolve the issue by your might or efforts without discussing with Him. You see, God has far better interests and plans for you. He promised He would lift you up in due time, didn't He? God can turn your sadness into gladness. He can turn your anxieties into brand new opportunities you never imagined. You see, people's hearts and all resources are at His disposal. And He turns those the way He wants to spin it. Therefore, just cast your anxiety on Him and let God sort out a solution to your problems and worries. The promise is He will act on your behalf. He will not be idle and allow things to develop without His influence and power. Being a fisherman, Peter uses a fishing word here. A fisherman never knows what type of fish he is going to catch. A fisherman has no clue of the outcome, but in faith he cast his net. You do the same thing. Cast your anxieties to God. He will go to work on your behalf and lift you up and reward you in the best and surprising ways. You will be amazed to see the results, and you will glorify and worship the Lord. How do we cast our anxiety on God? Philippians 4:6 says this: "Throw your anxiety on God by praying and letting God know all about it." You see, prayer is the net we cast in the ocean of God's providence and grace. Let me say that again. Prayer is the net we cast in the ocean of God's providence and grace. And the catch God going to give you would be divine, excellent, and perfect. What a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I submit my will to your will. I want to be under your mighty hand because you promised you will lift me up in due time. I cast my worries and anxieties on you, Lord. Please help me and solve my issue. I believe Jesus died, buried and rose again for all of my sins. Please come to my life, Jesus. Save me today and help me. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.